Hi, welcome to Build and to this session on migrating applications to Azure App Service. I'm Christina. I'm going to tell you a little bit about some of the options for migrating an app to App Service if you have an existing site. We're joined by a couple of moderators today. We have Gaurav Seth, also on the App Services side, as well as Keith Vidal here representing the Azure Commercial Marketplace. Today, we're going to cover a couple of different things. We're going to start with a super brief overview of some of the benefits of using App Service. Then we're going to talk about some of the different options for migrating to App Service, some demos of a Windows Lift and Shift migration, and some Linux container migration options. After that, a brief roadmap of where Migration Assistant is going, and some talk about the Microsoft Commercial Marketplace. And of course, Q&A at the end. Now, Azure App Service is absolutely an awesome place for you to build and host web applications, mobile backends, and RESTful APIs in a variety of different programming languages and without having to deal with any of the infrastructure management. This slide is a huge summary already of a lot of great reasons to use App Service. It doesn't do it justice on a single slide, and it could be a whole talk in and of itself. So I'm just going to touch on a couple of points briefly, and then we'll move on. With App Service, you get automatic OS patching, we have built-in load balancing, and you can set up auto-scale so you don't have to babysit your apps for differing loads. We also have some great features, including things like simplified version management, or what we call site slots, which lets you roll out new features, test them in your production environment, but not on your production site, and switch them very easily without any surprises. If you're not convinced with that super brief overview, I encourage you to please look into some more of the documentation. There are a lot of great reasons, a lot of great features for using App Service. With that, let's talk a little bit about how you could get into App Service. We kind of tend to put these options into three big buckets of kind of bring your own code, bring your own container, bring your own server. So to start with bring your own code, if you are already using some kind of a source control source repository like GitHub or Bitbucket, then you're already most of the way there into App Service because you can easily hook those up out of the box with App Service and you have a site that starts up using code from a particular branch or particular repo. That's a great option if you want to do, for example, a CI/CD pipeline, you want to be making a lot of changes and have them automatically synced all the way through to your site in the cloud. And of course, you can use features like site slots so that you can get your updates automatically updated on a slot and switch them into production with the push of a button whenever you're ready. Another option is, of course, containers. If you decide that containerizing is the right way to go or you're already using a container, again, App Service just runs out of the box with containers. Both Windows containers and Linux containers can run on App Service. Kind of the last bucket here is the lift and shift scenario. If you have your code on a site, you just need to do a one-time operation to lift that into the cloud. There's several ways to do that. Migration Assistant is one of the ways to do that lift and shift, and we are going to show that a little later. So the journey to Azure is usually kind of a three-part that we talk about: doing an assessment to make sure your site is a good candidate, migrate, choosing kind of which of those buckets of how you want to do that move into Azure, such as, you know, doing a code setup or containerizing or lift and shift, and of course, optimizing once you get there. And a great place to start is this appmigration.microsoft.com page, which is what we're showing a view of here on the right. With that, let's go right into the demo. And there are a few minutes of waiting time in one of these demos. So in the interest of time, we did pre-record this so that we could show you a couple of different scenarios in this time. With that, please roll the video.
Here I am on a Windows server. I have a simple .NET application called Parts Unlimited here running connected to a SQL server on another machine in the network. If I'm ready to move to App Service and I'm interested, there's a couple of things I can do. I could start at appmigration.microsoft.com, and I could put in the URL for a publicly facing site, as long as it's publicly facing. We can go and get web crawler type information and compare it to the same information for a bunch of top sites on Azure App Service, and let you know that the same technologies that your site is using are already being used by sites on App Service. Then, if you're ready to go to the next step, or if you don't have a publicly facing URL, you could go ahead and download the Migration Assistant in order to learn more. I've already done that, which is how I've gotten this icon here on the desktop. Another way to get here to the Migration Assistant is to go to the portal, portal.azure.com, and go ahead and search for Migrate. This will bring up the Azure Migrate Hub, which has a web app section. If it's the first time you've come here to web apps, or if it's a new project, this will prompt you to pick assessment and migration tools, and that will guide you through to installing the Migration Assistant. I'm going to open an already running instance of the Migration Assistant just because I'm already logged in and I've typed in some of the things in advance. I'm going to pick default website because that's the Parts Unlimited site that we just looked at. And here we're going to run an assessment. This will help identify any patterns in the configuration that might not work well on app service and give you an opportunity to fix them before you try and do a migration. In this case, there aren't any patterns that we find that we don't think would work on app service, so it's a great candidate to continue with Lift and Shift with the Migration Assistant. Again, I'm already logged in. That's why you didn't see me do any authentication there. And now I have a chance to pick if I want to sync my assessment and migration information with an Azure Migrate project. I've chosen Krolson Migrate project. Now I pick my various settings for Azure. I picked the subscription where I want the site, the resource group. I've decided to call my site Build Demo Site. And I'm going to create a new app service plan, which is just the set of machines where your site's going to run. In this case, it's going to create a single premium instance, but I could always change the size or the number of machines or the SKU later on after it's created. For databases, we have two options, either the skip database setup because I'm going to handle it on my own, or help me set up a hybrid connection. Now, if you are going to migrate your database to Azure, we strongly recommend that you use the Azure Database Migration Service, and we have a link here to help you learn more about it. It's very full-featured, it'll help you identify any potential issues before they happen, and of course, migrate with little or no downtime. Now, that's a great way to migrate your database either before you do this app migration or afterwards. But if you're not ready to migrate the database yet and you still want to try using your app in a realistic way without opening up your database to the whole internet, you might want to set up a hybrid connection and establish a secure connection between your app service site and your specific resource in your network by using an agent as part of a hybrid connection. And that's what we're going to do here. This value I actually didn't type in because the tool makes an effort to auto-populate it based on what it finds in the web.config connection string section, or if you're using WordPress, the wp-config.php file. With that, I'm ready to migrate. At this point, we're going to sync information with the Azure Migrate project about the assessment as well as the migration progress. We're going to create all the resources in Azure that are needed for the website as well as the hybrid connection. And when all the Azure resource setup is done, we're going to zip up the site content and push it to the new site. This step can take a few minutes, sometimes between, let's say, 3 and 8 minutes for this particular application. So we're going to use the magic of video editing here to jump ahead to when it's complete. All right, migration is complete, and now here's the step to finish the hybrid connection setup by installing that agent somewhere in my network. I could choose to do this on another machine. Because it's accessing the SQL Server, I might want to put it on the SQL Server, and this gives me the instructions to do that. Or I could do it here on this local machine, which I'm going to do for ease of access in this demo, where clicking this would normally prompt me to install an MSI and then automatically add the configuration. It's already installed, so it just adds the configuration for me. With that, the migration's complete. I'm going to click two of these links really quick. First, the Go to Your Website link, and then the Manage Your Azure Migrate project in the Azure portal. Now, this is going to take us back to that Azure Migrate Hub and the web app section, so I can see the information that went here. Here's the Krolson Migrate project that I selected, and this information here in the middle was populated by running the Migration Assistant, including the fact that that default website that I just migrated has been published. Finally, here's that site that I just created running my partsunlimited.net application, which is working great without errors, even though my SQL database is behind my network, using the power of hybrid connections. Now, here I am on a Linux machine where I happen to have a running Docker container on port 8081. You can see this is just a very simple but amazing website. Now we have a similar experience here for Docker containers, where you can look for running containers, do an assessment, which is based on the container configuration, most notably whether the first exposed TCP port is listening for HTTP traffic. I opened an already running instance so that I'm already logged in, and you'll see these options are very similar to what you saw before. My site name here is now Build Demo Site Linux, but there's a new container registry section here at the bottom where I can specify the image and tag name for what I want to put in a repository, and where is this container going to live, because I need to put the image somewhere so that when the Azure site starts up, it can pull the image and start up with it. I can choose to put it in a Docker Hub or an Azure Container Registry. I'm going to stick it in Azure, and I'm even going to create a new registry with a fancy name. That's all I need to start the migration. Now it's going to go and create the Azure Container Registry. It's going to use Docker in order to create an image from my running container and push that image into the registry. Once it's done with that, it'll go ahead and create the Azure site resources that I need, the app service plan and the website, and give that website the configuration that says, use the image in that registry that you just created. Now, if I click go to your website, you can see this is the site I just created running the same container, but now in Azure App Service. Now, when you're using Linux, you might not have a UI, or you might prefer to do everything in the shell. This is an SSH connection to the same machine where I'm running the same container. And I'm going to show you that I can do pretty much everything I just did with that guided UI migration assistant experience using Azure CLI, which is a command line option for Azure commands. Rather than typing everything out, I created a script here. I'm going to show it to you briefly, and then I'm going to run it. Here at the top, it just has a set of parameters. You can see I'm going to call my site My Amazing Container Site. And these three commented outlines are basically the three commands I had to run before this script would work. The curl command is to install the Azure CLI. There's also instructions on the Azure CLI page for how to do this line by line without running a script. Then I log into my Azure account, and then I pick the subscription where I want things to go. These AZ commands are the Azure CLI commands. Then it's just a set of about five Azure CLI commands: creating the resource group, creating the registry, creating the app service plan, using Docker in order to push my image to that new registry, and creating the web app itself, telling it the resource group I want to use, the app service plan, what I want to call it, and the configuration for the image in the registry, including the registry credentials. And that's it. Here I am running it. It's creating the resource group. It's creating the Azure Container Registry. It's creating the app service plan. You've heard it before. Now it's going to go ahead and create that image and push it to the registry. And last but not least, it is going to go ahead and create that site in App Service. Bam. And now I'm just going to quick browse that site, My Amazing Container Site. To show you that websites are, in fact, amazing. Thank you.
So now that you've seen a little bit of the options in action, I'll talk a little bit about a roadmap. Some of the stuff that's available today that we showed, you can see the agentless assessment for internet-facing applications. You saw the Migration Assistant in action, discovering, assessing, and migrating an ASP.NET application on a Windows server. That, of course, also works equally well for PHP applications, including WordPress. You saw some of the work for helping set up hybrid connections, so you can test an application without having to migrate your database first. And this works when targeting US government cloud as well. Some of the things that are new, the migration assistant supporting running on Linux to help give that guided UI experience for migrating a Linux container to App Service. Those new bits will be live this Tuesday on the appmigration.microsoft.com page. And then, of course, if you want to do a shell approach, you can already use the Azure CLI to do that, as we showed. What's next for the Migration Assistant is the ability to assess and migrate Java web apps running on on-premises Tomcat web servers. With that, we're going to switch gears a little bit to talk about if you want to quickly go to market and sell your app with Microsoft, in which case we want to talk about the Microsoft Commercial Marketplace. If you want to publish an app and if you have an industry-focused line of business application or productivity applications, those will service in Microsoft App Store, whereas if you have category and workload building blocks for Azure, those go in Azure Marketplace. And these are supported across these three storefronts, platform, Dynamics 365, and Azure. We definitely urge you to take advantage of the opportunity to sell your app with Microsoft. You can increase awareness and promotion by reaching 3 million monthly active users, monetize and unlock growth opportunities by getting your offer in front of thousands of Microsoft sellers, and of course, reduce cost and time to market with deal flexibility and things like creating free trials that can convert to paid. With that, we have the rest of the time now for questions and answers. It's been great talking to you about migrating to App Service. So let us know what you want to know.
Hi, Christina. There's a question from Daniel. If the app is connecting to on-premise SQL, do I need to set up a VPN or proxy?
Like we showed in the demo, if you're using a hybrid connection, that's going to do kind of a lot of that work for you to make it to proxy those connections to your from your app between your app and your SQL server.
There is another question around what are the machine requirements for installing the migration assessment tool?
Sure. There aren't that many. The way that the Migration Assistant is packaged, it includes basically most of its dependencies are with it, so it doesn't have a requirement for any particular version of .NET or anything on the machine. One thing is, in order to run and have it have meaningful results, you do need to run it as an administrator because only administrators have access to the IIS configuration. And of course, you have to be using IIS for it to find any sites. I will make a note also on Windows servers, the Migration Assistant is for versions IIS, versions 7.5 and higher.
Okay, there's another question around what's the difference between agentless assessment and the Migration Assistant assessment?
All right. These assessments are kind of doing two different kinds of assessments. We have, on the one hand, the Migration Assistant does, it's running on your server and it's able to look at the IIS configurations is mostly what it's looking at for those very specific patterns and will tell you if there is a pattern in your configuration, exactly what kind of thing it is that you're using that might not be compatible with App Service. So that's a very IIS configuration-based assessment and information. On the other hand, the online assessment is based on kind of public web crawly type information of the live site. And it compares that to the same information for top sites on Azure. And so it's more to give you a sense or a gut check that, hey, these same frameworks that I'm using in my site are already run successfully on other sites on App Service, so you know you're not reinventing the wheel. So they're kind of telling you different things about your app and at different levels.
Hey, Christina, this is Keith. We're getting a question from Vivek asking, what can we do for internal internet applications which are not exposed to the internet?
Yeah, if you have an app that isn't exposed to the internet, then obviously that online assessment isn't going to work for you. There's no web crawly information that exists out there for us to compare. But in that case, you can still download and use the Migration Assistant to do that specific IIS configuration assessment. And you can also still migrate that into App Service. And App Service sites have a lot of options for not having them publicly accessible as well. One thing you could look into are App Service environments, which you can do more interesting things with for network isolation and things like that.
Thanks. That's great. We're also getting a question just on the marketplace, which I'll jump on from Rajat G. What is the pricing for registering an app in the Azure marketplace? There is no cost to register an app. So registering an app and posting it to the marketplace is completely free. There's a service fee when you sell, but no charge to register any kind of an app. And there's another question coming from Santosh B. Where can I find scripts to migrate containerized sites to App Service?
Sorry, could you repeat that one more time?
Sure. Santosh B says, where can I find the scripts to migrate containerized sites to App Service?
That we showed. I'll double check after this. We'll make sure that's on appmigration.microsoft.com has a link to the readiness documentation, the assessment documentation. I'll make sure it's a sister to those pages.
And Gaurav, any questions you're seeing that we can put to Christina?
Hey Keith, there's a question on Azure Marketplace. What is the pricing for registering apps in Azure Marketplace?
Yep, I think we just answered that one. So that there's no charge to register an app in the marketplace.
Christina, there is a question around Classic ASP. So does this tool work with Classic ASP as well?
So there are, you can migrate an application that's using different versions of .NET, including you can migrate applications that are using classic or integrated mode from a local IIS server. Those will also work in App Service. And we set that that indicator from that it's a classic site on the site during the migration when we create the site.
Christina, there's another question coming in around using Docker Compose to deploy multiple containers with Azure DevOps to Azure App Service. Is that something that's supported? And if so, what can you share?
So that's not something that's strictly related to the Migration Assistant tooling right now. That is probably more of a separate manual type of scenario. And I think I'll have to take that one offline if you want to sync with us afterward.
Yeah, because currently on the Linux App Service, we do have support for the single container. That's what we are, that what works today.
Gaurav, what do you think the next question is that we should take?
The next question is from Christian. The next question is from Paul. As part of the automated migration, is there any way that lists things which could be redeveloped, such as saving files in blob storage as opposed to in the App Service?
That's a great question. Of course, we would like to provide that kind of guidance, but at this time, there are no extra kind of pointers that will surface in the tool when you do the migration. That's something we always have the door open for future work, but right now there will not be that kind of a notification.
Okay, there's another question from Marius. The lift and shift scenario with App Service isn't that clear. Doesn't lift and shift concept turn around on-prem to IIS migration?
I understand the question. We kind of just have that as a broad bucket, but it could mean a number of things. It could mean lifting and shifting from a Linux server or really any site that you have that's locally on-premise into the cloud. We highlighted the Windows story with the Migration Assistant, and we also would consider that the Linux story to sometimes fall into the lift and shift bucket as well.
And lift and shift pattern could also simply mean your .NET or your Linux apps, which you can migrate using this tool to app services, then they pretty much work as is without making modifications to your code. You might need minimum modifications to your config.
Or that it's more of a one-time operation versus something exactly. Where you're going to be making a lot of periodic.
You can make incremental improvements going forward.
Christina Grubb, there's another question coming in asking, I'll paraphrase a bit, just as part of the migration process, how do you decide opportunities to determine what could be redeveloped? An example was brought up, such as saving files in blob storage versus app service. Any guidance you can share there?
I think we had sort of this question earlier, right now the migration assistant tooling that we have is going to lift and shift a site without trying to make any changes to it. And while there are some things that you can look at once your site is on app service to see if there are things you can identify to make it run better, that's not something that's going to happen as part of the migration the way it works today. It's something we keep the door open for looking at in the future, but that's not something in the tooling right now.
Great, thank you. There's another question coming in from Manish K around using Azure DevOps to deploy app services. Anything that you can share on that?
There are a lot of different ways to start an Azure App Service site. As I mentioned, like you can hook up with GitHub and Bitbucket as sources. I believe you can also use Azure DevOps. I think they maybe have a different name for it now as well. So there are ways to hook those things together.
That's great.
There's another question from Marco, Christina, around how can I make sure the Azure resources created by the migration tool adheres to my company's Azure naming convention?
You are basically in control of creating those resources. What you enter in the tool is mostly what gets created, with the addition of, in some cases, a short -4 character identifier on the end to randomize. That might happen with, but the resource group name, the app name, the app service plan name is the only one that has this identifier on the end. Otherwise, it's all exactly what you specify in the UI.
I think, Christina, the last question, and this is an interesting one, is there integration between app service and Kubernetes services? Also, is there a bundled migration tool to migrate to app service and the database?
Two parts. Let's see. To start with, there is some stuff with app service and Kubernetes. I don't think I have enough time to get into that. And right now there is not a bundled tool together. The migration of your app, we think, is something you can do and test it quickly with hybrid connections, but a database migration usually takes, is a bit of a big job by itself. And so putting those things together might not work as well to have that go end to end, because there might be different places that you have to stop and start and wait for the different types of migrations. So right now we are keeping those as separate tools. And since we are getting close to the end here, I'm going to make sure you guys see some of these resources that are available for learning more and finding out about, if you want to find out about the next step, or if you're just getting started, these are some great resources to look into to find out more. It's been really great talking to you about migrating apps into Azure App Service. And thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of Build.